It is time for today's community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And this one also sponsored by L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home. It's the Paws Pet of the Week.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
All right, it is 8:08. Good morning to our Paws of Pet of the Week, Assistant Director of Paws Humane Society, J.C. Pikel. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Oh, you have me all flustered with a cat in here.
I know.
And kind of acting like our plants are like some sort of salad to him. Who did you bring with this morning?
He is going crazy about the plants. This morning I brought Simon with me. We think he's about a year old. He's been at the shelter for a couple months now, I'd say, at least since probably early May-ish. I don't remember for sure, but he's been at the shelter for quite a while, and he's just a really great cat. I think he gets along well with other cats. His friend Honey Bear actually got adopted over the weekend, so he's kind of missing her. Aww. I think they used to cuddle all the time, so just a really, really really funny cat. He's been playing in the plants, been jumping on the keyboard. I think he would be okay with dogs too. He seems pretty relaxed enough that, and he could probably kind of hold his own if he needed to teach a dog to not mess with him.
I think
just super fun loving, a really nice cat. He's a tabby with white socks and a white chest, but and he did get along really good with the kittens too. We had the kittens out and he loved playing with Twizzlers. So just a really good cat overall if you're looking for adding one to your family.
So is this one of the cats that are out loose at Paws, or
he was out loose? We gave him a kind of a little bit of a break from being out loose. He was getting some like chin acne, which is really common with cats, but just from using like plastic bowls, that kind of thing can cause it. And so we gave him a break, put him back in the cage, and then we gave a couple other cats out loose a chance. So he's in a cage right now, but he's doing okay. He doesn't love being in the cage again, but he's still doing all right. And oh my gosh, now we found a moth.
Yeah, he found a moth in the studio.
Oh my gosh. So intrigued.
He'll be set for the next couple of minutes anyway.
I know.
So let's talk about adoption hours. I know with the 4th of July coming up on Friday, are you going to be open for adoptions this weekend at all?
So we will be open on Saturday, July 5th from 11 to 2. So if you're interested, stop by on Saturday. We will not be open on Sunday just with the holiday and the volunteers are out of town. It's just kind of a busy weekend. So if you're interested in seeing our animals, dropping off any donations, that kind of thing, you can do so on Saturday. If you do have donations you want to drop off too, but you can't make it on the weekend, you can always leave them right outside the shelter. And we have volunteers that come in and clean at night and stuff. So you could leave it out there as long as the weather's nice and someone will bring it inside.
All right. Excellent. Is the Paws doing anything for the 4th of July at all, like celebration-wise, being in the parade?
No, we won't be in the parade this year. Just with volunteers, it's kind of hard to have people dedicate to being in the parade. But we will just probably keep trucking on as we are. We've right. gotten a few more animals at Paws, which has been kind of stressful. But hopefully things will kind of settle down. It'd be great if we could get some adoptions. We also had some really, really good adoptions recently. When you were there last night, you may have seen that Cinco wasn't there.
I did see that.
Yeah, he got adopted, or he went on a home visit. They're trying him on a home visit. He went on Monday morning. So hopefully that works out really well. We've gotten a few cats that have been adopted. We have Twizzler and Dots. The two kittens are at Petco in Mason City, so you can go and check them out. Just a lot kind of going on in the shelter world, so we do need some more volunteers. If you're interested, reach out on Facebook or you can send an email request. We've gotten a few of those, which has been great too, so we can forward those to our volunteer coordinator and get you started.
All right, excellent. So what's the next fundraiser for Paws Humane Society?
So the next thing we have coming up, which I accidentally deleted the Facebook event when I went to cancel last month's, is a pause night at Tellurian Brewing. So that will be July 24th. And that will be at Tellurian. We have some animals there. We go there from about 5:30 to 7, depending on how the animals are doing in the weather. And it's just a fun time for the animals to get out of the shelter and meet new people, meet kids. It's a very like family friendly atmosphere over there. You don't have to go in the brewery because we stay outside of the brewery. And then we also have the next one of those pause events is coming up August 14th. And then we have the pause UTV ride, which will be October 4th. So we're in the midst of planning that. We are completely changing up the UTV ride this year. We're going to do more of a group ride instead of kind of on your own. So we're going to start at Derailed here in Charles City and then venture around Floyd County. Hopefully we can do some kind of off-roading stuff rather than just gravel travel. We're going to be stopping at Tanks in Rudd as well as Tellurian Brewing here in town before we end up back at Derailed. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're changing it up. Like I said, we will have a registration out there sometime, hopefully soon. So stay tuned to that.
All right. So you can check the website, pausecharlescity.com, and Facebook, as long as JC doesn't delete any more events coming up. Glad you're the same as me and clicked the wrong button. So with that being said, what are you looking at for donations?
Kind of always in need of paper towels, that kind of thing. We will probably be needing some pee pads. Some large blankets are needed. We did have a pregnant female dog come in on Sunday and she had her puppies yesterday morning. Eight little pit bull puppies. So we are kind of stressed at the shelter. So any ways to help would be great. We do have the mom and the puppies separate from everybody else. We are only limiting so many people in there. We don't want to stress her out. As you know, things can kind of change very quickly if moms get stressed. So we are trying to keep her stress level low, but we are in need of like old fitted sheets, large blankets to fit under her whelping crate, that kind of thing. So if you're interested, please reach out. You can call or text the cell phone number 641-228-0262. But just remember, if you do donate, don't expect to see the puppies because we are not letting the public out to see them. And I'm sorry if that's harsh, but it's what's best for the mom and the puppies in the long run. So we will be taking lots of pictures and posting them on social media. And hopefully we can find these dogs some really good homes. And if you are so inclined and would like to foster eight puppies and a mom, she is a really, really sweet dog. It would be just so helpful if somebody had some experience and was able to do that too. So if you are interested or know anybody, please reach out as well.
All right. I heard Angie Reams might want to do that. Just saying.
Yeah.
No?
I think she'd be great at fostering eight puppies.
They're adorable.
Hey, we got you to talk on the radio.
He is also adorable. He's pretty low-key around here, but playful.
He's a cool cat. I mean, he's just a very like laid back cat.
Simon and the rest of the animals at Paws. I'm here forever.
Home.
Home, yes.
You did great. You did great. That's right. Paws at CharlesCity.com is a place to go. Find him on Facebook as well. Anything I missed, JC?
I don't think so.
All right. Have a good 4th of July.
You
Stay
too.
Cool.